were much more likely the first Europeans to have ever stepped on North American soil. Voyaging in their longboats, the Scandinavians controlled the North Atlantic from the 9th to the 12th centuries. The Vikings were the Norse, a Scandinavian ocean-faring people from Norway, Denmark, Finland, and Sweden. And before the end of the 8th century, not only had they secured pockets of land in Ireland, but they were also controlling considerable areas in England and France. Before the end of the 10th century, they had colonized Greenland, cruised to America several times, wandered down the Volga as far as the Caspian Sea, and were effectively trading in the Mediterranean as Norwegian settlers. Essentially, they had moved from island to island across the North Atlantic and followed rivers deep into Europe and beyond. They first settled in what is now modern-day Iceland, then Greenland, and later in Canada. Archaeological evidence demonstrates that at some point around 1000 AD, sailors from Greenland established a village at what is presently called Lancel Meadows in northern Newfoundland. Late archaeological research has shown that Viking presence in America is dated to around 1000 AD, about 500 years before Columbus set sail for America. The Scandinavians called the new land Vinland, most likely because of the abundant growth of grapes and the Newfoundland climate, which was substantially more moderate than it is today. The first known account of Norse contact with any lands west of Greenland is a short reference written in 1130 AD, which can be found in the Íslendingabók, Book of Icelanders. The first account of any length is attributed to Adam of Bremen, written in the 1070s. Two lengthier works, known as the Sagas of Icelanders or Vinland Sagas, were composed around 1200 and 1300 AD, based on prose narratives of historical events that mostly took place in the 9th, 10th, and early 11th centuries, during the so-called Saga Age. The Groenlandinga Saga, the Saga of Greenland, does not fully agree with the Eirik's Saga Rauda, the Saga of Eric the Red, in regards to the events of 980 to 1030 AD. Viking researchers have since wrestled with the accuracy and reliability of the sagas of Iceland. Is it correct to say that they belong to a category of literature, or history, or both? The two opposing stories of Freydis Eriksdóttir, Eric the Red's daughter and the stepsister of Leif Erikson, who went to North America 1,000 years ago, are an example of what causes historians to question the reliability of some sources. Eric the Red's saga tells how Freydis, alongside her husband Thorvard, in the company of Thorfinn Karlsefni, and Gudrid Thorbjørndóttir, embarked upon a voyage to the lands known as the New World. Whenever the natives infiltrated their settlement, the Norsemen would flee and find another place of safety. But even when under attack, the pregnant Freydis stood strong and encouraged the men. Grabbing a sword from a fallen Norseman, she uncovered a breast, probably to demonstrate that she was female, confusing the assailants as they fled. When the danger had passed, Thorfinn approached her and commended her courage. However, the Greenlander's saga instead describes Freydis as a murderer. Unlike in Eric the Red's saga, Freydis and Thorvard did not go with Thorfinn and Gudrid. Rather, they welcomed an undertaking with two Icelanders named Finnbogi and Helgi. When they returned to their base in Stromfjord, thought by a few researchers to be the site in Newfoundland now known as Lancel Meadows, they fought about who would live in the longhouses abandoned by Leif Erikson. Freydis won this fight, causing the Icelanders to view her with disdain. After a hard and miserable winter, Freydis demanded that the Icelanders give them their biggest ship for the voyage home, even as she was urging her husband and followers to kill all of the male Icelanders. When nobody would slaughter the women who were in the Icelanders' camp, she grabbed an axe and killed them herself. The last datable reference to a Norse settlement on the American continent refers to events that happened in 1161 AD. But it should be noted that some different reports do make several unusual references to later events. Researchers presume that climate change may have been disastrous for the Vikings' western settlements. Falling temperatures throughout the region after 1200 AD would have made navigation more difficult and shortened the growing seasons in the Arctic regions of the Northern Hemisphere. And so it was that by the 1500s, Greenland was empty of any Norse settlers. The first five documents on the American Journeys website relate to the Norsemen and their North American activities. The English translation of the two Vinland sagas are available as documents AJ